Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning and happy Monday, everybody. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. And we are rolling. It's June. I forgot. 23rd, I think it is, right?
Yeah.
23rd, yep. Right? Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just looking at our kickback text. It's for a chance to win 2 tickets to Post Malone on June 15th.
Yeah. I saw that, too. I was like,
You what now?
Our kickback text is all jacked up. So if you text us, you're going to get a kickback text that's jacked up.
No kidding.
Well, yeah, because June 15th is long gone.
Yeah, you could be going to the show.
By the way, I saw that Carson just posted 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
From Red Rocks.
Man. What were you sure doing out there?
Halsey.
Halsey and
Halsey.
Concert.
Halsey. Halsey still around?
Oh, yeah. She's awesome,
yeah,
man.
All right, man. Woo. Oh, man, you're a Halsey fan, are you?
It was a good time. It was a really good time.
What did you write? You wrote that her mom gave you something.
Yeah, so her mom, we were sitting kind of lower, and her mom just comes up to me, and she was like, hey, what's your name? And I'm like, oh, I'm Carson. She's like, oh, I'm Nicole. I'm actually Ashley's mom. Because Ashley is Halsey's real name.
Yeah.
And she was like, I just wanted to give you this. And she gave me a card with Halsey's signature and everything. I was like, this is so cool. I was like, okay, thank you.
A card?
Yeah. It was like a collector's card.
Yeah.
That had her autograph on it. It was just, I don't know. No. It was like a fan appreciation. I don't know.
Have you gone to the internet to look it up and see how much that sucker is worth?
No, I have not. No.
Could be worth millions.
Yeah.
Might
that,
be only two out there.
That is such a stage mom move.
It was
That's
so random.
That's my daughter. Here's her autograph.
It was so random.
Here's Ashley's autograph.
It's so stage mom, right?
And then she went so back dumb. Into her little gated off section.
Now,
and I looked up. I was like, okay, it's actually her mom.
When you get home, where do you put that sucker now? Is that in a lockbox? Do you go straight to the bank today to get yourself a safety deposit box for that?
No, I put it on the calendar. With all my oil changes and all that.
Just magnetic right there. Right there. Nice.
Good.
It's decoration for the calendar. For the family calendar.
Yeah, it might make it to the fridge. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
No, but I could just see me, like, if my kid was a rock star, walking around going, that's my son up there! Here's his autograph!
That's so funny.
I can totally see me doing that.
How did she pick you out of everybody that was there?
I couldn't tell you. She just came up to me during one of her songs, and I was like, oh.
Look at that little feller over there. Let's give him a card. Look at that little feller.
At first, I thought it was like a random stranger just handing out cards. Like, let me look this up. Are you actually her mom?
Right.
It was.
That's my son up there! Here's his autograph!
So shout out to Nicole. Thanks, Nicole.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What a night.
That's great.
It is great, actually. Oh, my God. That's funny.
How was your weekend?
It was good. My kid came home. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Ralphie's home.
Yeah, Ralphie's home.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I got to see him, I think, 10 minutes.
But he's off and going with the friends or what?
Yeah, they all went out to the cabin and
that's
stuff.
That's where the kids are.
So I think I saw him 10 minutes. That was good. That was
well,
good.
At least you saw it.
I did.
You'll see maybe 10 minutes when he starts back.
Well,
at the end of the summer.
Today is his first day at the DOD.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like they're going to be busy there.
Yeah, going to be busy after the weekend, right?
A little bit busy.
After those bobs.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a great place to go and be an intern right now.
I think it's the perfect timing myself. I mean, they're going to be super busy.
Because he's in the innovation department.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't know if they're going to be like helping you guys learn a lot of stuff right now. They're going to be a little busy.
Yeah, they are.
A little busy.
Yeah, you're going to be put on the back burner if you're an intern today.
Yep.
Right.
A little busy.
Oh, good deal. Yeah. Man, it was hot over the weekend. Yeah, I hope it rains for the next 3 days.
It's supposed to, well, Alexa said random thunderstorms.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I don't think there's a big chance today. I think a better chance for tomorrow. But, man, the heat was
on. It was hot.
You know, you texted me yesterday about your air conditioning.
Yeah.
I saw a report this morning. One company out of Golden, and it's a small business. I looked it up. One company got 200 calls Saturday and Sunday combined, total. 200 calls with ACs out.
Mine froze up.
Did it?
It was my own fault because I put it on 62, and it was on 62 for like 48 hours. Just like, it just couldn't take anymore, and it just quit for a minute. And I was like, okay, I guess you gotta unfreeze.
Actually, in the story, the guy says one of the worst things you can do is drop it down low.
Oh, I did.
He says you'll overwork that sucker quick.
Yeah, I'm living proof because then I had to have it off for freaking 5 hours for it to unthaw or whatever. Yeah. And my house got up to 82 degrees. Oh,
I played golf on Saturday.
Hot. It was 82 degrees
miserable.
In your house. Yeah. It's like, that is just dumb.
Yeah, it's bad.
I thought of you in golf. I was like, that's got to suck.
Well, we got lucky because the tee time was at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
So we were done by noon. Mm. And the heat was really kicking
much,
in.
Though.
No, it got hot by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was hot by 8. So it was tough.
All I thought was that poor little boy going, I want to go home.
Yeah. He didn't do that until after the second hole. By the time we're at number four, he's going, how many more of these, Dad? How many more we got? We got 14 more, son.
Yeah, I was like, he is not loving this. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started. It is a Monday. Welcome back from the weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
I saw where our little Travis Hunter of the Colorado Buffaloes, now drafted to the NFL, signed his contract on Friday.
Oh, he did?
$14 million, Jamie.
Nice.
Yep. And I think he's got bonus incentives of over $30 million.
Oh, wow.
Man, why can't we get a contract like that?
Why can't all of us, right?
I mean, a little incentive here, a little incentive there.
Just for playing a
$300
sport.
Or $30 million.
Just for playing sports.
I got a video that I saw over the weekend. There's a judge sitting and talking or discussing a thing with a lawyer, and the lawyer calls her honey.
The lawyer or the judge?
The lawyer calls the judge honey.
Oh, the lawyer calls the judge honey?
Yeah, you got to hear this, okay?
Oh,
all right, wait. And you know, it's like one of those, hey, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Listen, sweetheart. You got to listen to me. And it does not go over well.
I bet it doesn't. It's a judge.
He realizes quickly that he made a big mistake.
Honey.
When you call the judge honey. Here it is.
This could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
But honey, I'm sorry, Your Honor. That I don't know what to say to that. I apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
Oopsie.
Oh,
yeah.
You're talking about.
I mean,
really?
You could just feel how uncomfortable he was.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh. All right. If you're a lawyer out there, don't do that. Okay.
Hey, going back to Travis Hunter and that whole thing. Where's Deion? What's going on? Has anybody heard from him?
What do you mean, Deion?
Deion Sanders.
He's on a boat.
He's on a boat?
Yeah, he's on a boat.
Oh, so he's fine now?
You know me, I keep a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love boats.
Oh, so he's fine now?
Yeah. He and Travis Hunter were fishing last week.
Oh, because I thought he was. Oh, I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Because his son said he's doing okay, but that's all.
He was hobbling around, but they were on like a bass boat in a lake.
Okay. All right.
And this was last week. So I'm assuming that he's okay. But we never really got a follow up, did we?
Well, that's what I was talking about, because his son said he's making progress.
Yeah.
But I hadn't seen him.
I saw a video of them on a boat, and it said that it was current, but it's the internet, so you don't know. It could have been something old for all I know. Who knows? But
it says Colorado football coach Deion Sanders has made progress as he battles back from an unspecified health issue and is moving around again outdoors, his son Deion Jr. said in a YouTube video posted on Saturday. The video shows Sanders fishing at his estate in Texas with former two-way star Now we're going to call him two-way star? I like that name. Two-way star Travis Hunter.
They were on a boat together.
Two-way yeah. star.
There you go.
And when you watch the video, it appears that one of them snags the other guy with his hook.
Oh, really?
It appears that way. They don't say that in the story, but I'm watching the video, and it's like, did he just snag him in the shorts?
You know, speaking of the internet, and you don't know what's real or whatever, you know what's going around viral that's what? Not real at all? It's Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton on stage, and it says reunited, and they're singing together. You know, yeah. they used to be married, Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert, and they're both crying or whatever. But it's a video from, like, I don't know, when they were married years and years ago. But everybody's saying it's recent, and it's not.
You don't know.
It's not.
Because that'd be a huge deal if
oh
they reunited.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but everybody bought into it. Everybody believed it and said, yeah. oh, my God, what a class act to sing with your ex-wife and all this stuff. And then somebody's like, hey, he has gray hair now. That is not recent.
When he was, like, 21?
Yeah. And they're like, and she was a lot thinner then. I'm like, oh, that's so rude. Yeah, so it's going viral.
And they're singing
not,
reunited?
No. They're singing a song that they wrote together about his brother. Yeah.
I thought you meant they were singing the song reunited.
Oh, no. Yeah. The headline was they were reunited.
Yeah, you can't believe anything. No. You've got to wait for, I don't know, 24 to 48 hours on everything now. Because you just don't know what they put out there. If it's current, if it's old, you just don't know. Nobody knows.
Well, I thought it was real until I started reading the comments. And people were like, he has gray hair. She's much heavier now. Yeah. If I'm Miranda, I don't want to read that.
By the way, on Friday, that Barry Morphew guy got arrested again.
Sure
did. You see that?
I did.
All right, so if you don't know the story, which everybody in Colorado seems to know the story, the mom that went missing on Mother's Day 5 years ago, her name was Suzanne. And Suzanne, this was down in southwest Colorado, and she just went for a bike ride and never came back. He got arrested once before, and then they didn't have enough to stick him with it, so he got off the hook. Now, as of this past Friday...
Well, then they found her body.
They found
then
her body.
Body. And they tested it, and it came up with chemicals that only he has been issued in Colorado.
Well, it's animal tranquilizers.
Correct.
And they went back and they looked at the animal tranquilizers, the substance it was, and they found out that he had the only connection. He was the only person had connection, access to these particular drugs. And that's the drugs that was in her system. And they also found video evidence of he lied at where he was at the time.
Yes.
So when they connected those two, boom, they arrested him again.
Prosecutors say Morphew was the only person in the area to purchase the combination of drugs they say were found in Suzanne's body. And they say they have video evidence showing contradictions in his story, according to the indictment.
The grand jury has indicted Barry Morphew on the single count of murder in the first degree.
This morning, the shocking indictment. Barry Morphew charged once again for the murder of his wife, Suzanne. A grand jury in Colorado returned the indictment nearly 5 years after the mother of two vanished during a bike ride near her home on Mother's Day. Barry maintains his innocence. The case has not changed, and the outcome will not either.
Now, if I remember correctly, the daughters have really stuck behind their dad, right?
Yeah, they believed him.
They really have. I don't know, man.
Here's what that said in and I don't know how they would even know this. They said that he loaded up, his gun, the tranquilizer gun, shot her with the tranquilizer, and then chased her around the house until they kicked in. How would they know that?
Where'd you read that?
I don't know.
The internet. Did they say that?
Yeah,
really?
They said that.
So wait a minute. Wow. So he loaded it up like a bear gun.
Yeah.
Shot her.
Yeah.
And then tracked her.
Then chased her around the house and the yard until she.
How do they know that?
Maybe there's video. There would have been video years ago.
I don't know how they know that.
I don't understand.
I was like, that's really weird.
Now, if they have video contradicting where he was at the time, okay, you would have thought that would have come out 5 years ago. Now this drug thing, maybe not so much. Maybe it took some time there. But I would think that video, I mean, it's been around for 5 years. You would have thought that they would have found that by now. I don't know what to believe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, in the beginning, I thought he was guilty. And then after a while, I thought, man, he didn't do it. Somebody else did it. And now I'm back to guilty again.
Yeah, I am too.
I have.
Yeah.
I think he did it.
Well, yeah, especially since this drug situation, right? He's the only
one.
There's
just too many connections. Yeah.
But I guess the, I guess, you know, the wildlife or whatever, they have those, but all of theirs is accounted for.
Yeah.
So he's the only private citizen that has.
Yeah,
has
it doesn't look good, does it? No. He was down in Arizona, I think, when they arrested him, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he move down there? He moved out of the state, got the hell away from here, and then they went and got him on Friday and put him away. So we'll see what happens with that story. Speaking of trials, I hear the Diddy trial is going to end up finishing up this week.
Yep, that's what I heard too.
Thank goodness.
I know. I'm
done. Ready for it to end.
I am too.
We haven't gotten anywhere with this
trial.
I think
all they have him on, I don't know anything, you guys, but I feel like all they have him on is just the Mann Act or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
What's that? It's like it's where you... You get a prostitute from across the state line.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing they got him on is hookers.
I know.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I feel a little depressed about it. I'm with you, Jamie. I thought this guy was going away for life.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to go away, but maybe a year or two. That's it.
The Mann Act makes it a federal crime to knowingly transport an individual across state or national borders for the purpose of...
Well, it happens every day. You know, so, man, can't go to prison for that, can you?
Yeah, I guess you
come
can.
Come on.
I guess it's kind of. They said like 10 years, I think.
Is that what it would
I
be?
I think that's what.
And he's already served two.
Has he?
Yeah, I think. About a year and a half at least. He's been in jail, right? And then if he gets 10, they're going to cut that down to 5. I can't believe this. I wanted this guy to go away forever.
I know.
Damn! Tabloid trash.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Who's next?
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
It's funny going through social media. I feel like a lot of people are already on vacation.
Yeah, me too.
They've already, they've taken 2 weeks for the 4th of July.
It is that time.
It is indeedy do. Okay, so let's get to a couple of things. First of all, Nick Cannon can't remember all the names of his kids. The name of all his kids. There we go.
There's 12.
There
How
are
you going to remember that? I couldn't remember.
He remembered 10. So that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. You got it. Yeah. I mean, that's what 85%. That's pretty good.
So here it is.
What are their names?
Oh, you want all 12?
12 names. Go.
This is where I usually get in trouble.
Why? Because you don't know all of them.
I know all of them, okay. But like, all right, well, here we go. I'll label off for you. See, let's keep me honest. There's Rock, Roe, Golden, Powerful, Rise, Onyx, Legendary, Zion, Zillion, Zen. And see, this is where how many?
You're missing two.
I'm missing two.
Not bad. Not bad. And they're not easy names.
Who names their kid Powerful?
Yeah. I mean, if it were Jack, Billy, Larry, Mo.
But Powerful?
Powerful.
Powerful Lee. What? Just a weird name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Powerful. Anyway, so 10 out of 12, not too bad. LeBron James was heckled. TMZ has obtained video of the NBA's all-time leading scorer walking into a Fanatics Fest this weekend, surrounded by his entourage, and I guess they were heckling him. Here it is.
Get out of here, LeBron. Go back to L.A. Don't come to New York with that. Boom! 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 LeBron! LeBron! You'll never be Jordan! You never be Jordan, my Oh, Kobe! You fucking
I think there were some cuss words there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm guessing. Yeah. Wow. Well, they love them.
You got to expect that, though. I mean, you're walking into, you know, New York City, the home of the Knicks and the Nets, and you're from the Lakers. Not a good situation
for
you.
But it was a fan fest.
Doesn't matter. They don't like LeBron.
It just seemed a little rude. I get it if you're going to play some b-ball, but this was a fan fest. They were just after him. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are apparently forced to move parts of their Venice wedding. I told you about this last week, that all these protests, I don't know what's going on, but they're saying that these people are protesting because what's happening is that tourists are ruining all these cities, right? Because this is tourist time. So they're protesting in Paris. They're protesting in Venice. They're like, take your tourism somewhere else, which is crazy because if you've ever been to Venice, that's all there is. It's just tourists.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else. I mean, they have Murano glass. They have, like, they make some glass, blown glass, but I don't know what else they do there. So it's literally how they survive.
And they're saying that this wedding is a stress on their police force for security, and it's just a pain in the butt.
They said that the days leading to the wedding are going to be tension filled, and so they have to move the venue here and there to make it easier to control. I guess Jeff Bezos also hired an entire team of former U.S. Marines for security. So it's going to be a spectacle.
Sure seems that way.
It's going to be a spectacle. They're saying it's going to cost $36 million for a wedding. $36 million? That's too much.
That's a little much. Yeah. That's a bill there.
Right?
Wow. $36 billion.
Oh, my God.
And you know she loves it.
Oh, of course.
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. $36 million. I want you all to think about what a waste. Yeah. I mean, all of us look back at how much we spent on our weddings, right? And go, yeah, I probably didn't need the shrimp, you know?
But I'll bet you every time Lauren Sanchez talks to one of her friends, she brings it up.
Oh, of course.
You know, this wedding's costing $36 million.
I know, right?
You know, I hate to do that for Jeffrey, but it's really up there now.
Yeah.
You know she does,
of course. If I had $36 million to blow on a wedding, I'd tell everybody.
I would too.
I mean, how do you think they got this number, right? It's because she's like, we're up to 36 mil.
And if you're him, you don't tell your friends because you look like a putz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't call up your buddies and say, hey, I'm going to unload $36 million on this to make her happy. You don't tell them. But she brags about it.
Well, because all his friends are going, do you know what you could have for $36 million?
They all have common sense, Jamie.
Oh, my God. $36 million. For one, well, it's a whole weekend. Maybe it's a week. What did it say, a week?
Yeah, a week.
I mean, you put that in a high-quality mutual fund, boom, you have $90
million. $36
million. In just a year. Yeah, right? That is. All right, whatever. I used to know her. You know, that's the thing that irritates me. I knew her when she was just a reporter for Fox. I mean, she was nice and everything, but I knew her.
You don't know her anymore. You're not in her Rolodex.
No,
I'm telling you right now, you're not. You got ripped out a few years
ago.
Yes,
I know.
You did.
There's another girl. Okay, so I knew Lauren, right? And she was lovely. She wasn't bitchy or anything. But then I knew this other girl. Her name was Mindy, and she worked at KTLA at five, or not, Channel 5, which is just its own independent. And she also married a billionaire.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? At least I was invited to her wedding. But how did?
Who was Lauren Sanchez married to out there in L.A.? She wasn't the governor.
I think
that
it was
that
agent.
Other lady.
I think it was an agent for like William Morris or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was that other girl that, what was her name? Guilfoyle or something that was with Don Jr. She was married to Newsom at one time, right?
I have no idea.
I think she was married to the governor.
But my point is this.
I get it mixed up.
I knew two girls, and I knew Mindy really well. I really like her. But, they both married billionaires.
Yeah.
And how did I get people without jobs?
Yeah. You ended up with Okie Dokie.
Oh, my God.
They never married somebody named Okie Dokie.
God. Where did I go wrong? Help me.
I don't know, Jamie.
Dear Jesus. Please help. Amen.
Yeah. You can't go more wrong than what you've gone.
No kidding.
You really can't. When you compare your friends.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah, I'm happy for them. Did you guys see that Kanye's wife was wearing a candy bikini?
Yeah, it looked delicious.
Especially the part where it goes up her butt.
Oh.
Yeah. That's tasty.
I think I'd be full before I got there, though. There's a lot of candy there.
So it's those necklaces that you eat, you know, the candy necklaces. It's like that. It's like candy necklace, but only it's all strung together in a bikini. And so it's a candy.
Looks like those sweet tarts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's more like the necklaces. Remember the necklaces?
Yeah,
I love those. And you had the bracelet.
Me too. Oh, it was delicious.
Sugar for days.
Eating my wrist.
Yeah. It was delicious.
So weird. Yeah. So she has on.
Where do you get one of those? where do you order that from? Yeah, does that come from a candy company?
I'll look on Amazon.
Maybe. Hey, Spindle, can you look one of those up?
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Yeah, maybe I get my wife one for Christmas.
By the way, speaking of your wife, it's birthday month. How did the birthday go?
Oh, it went great, Jamie.
Good.
Yeah, we went to the restaurant. She had no idea.
No idea. It was a surprise.
I even told Frog in the car. I said, now, I'm going to let you ask for the table. Go in and get a table for four. I'm laying the groundwork.
Nice.
Little did you know, 14 people are inside.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is
so
a surprise.
In, there are balloons, a 3-layer cake. It was awesome.
See?
She was shocked.
The 45 is a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Well, we made it a big deal. I don't know if it really is a big deal, but we made it one, man. I mean, she had a week-long celebration.
I know,
I'm not sure it's over.
I love that she was surprised. Yeah, That's good.
She was extremely surprised. Nobody let the cat out of the bag.
Good.
Grandpa Gus almost blew it on the way over there.
Oh. Why? What did he do?
Well, we're driving in the car, and he looks at me and goes, "Are you sure everybody's going to be there?" And I'm like, "Oh, where, Gus?" You know, winking the whole time because he's right there in the front seat with me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Maybe at the golf tournament this weekend? Is that what you're talking about? You know.
Wait, did you do it that obvious? At the golf tournament this weekend?
Wink, wink.
Jamie, you're driving up Santa Fe. You got to have a comeback. That's all I can come with. Pressure was on.
Spadil found it on Amazon.
Yeah, it's good news. Each part's only $10 a piece. So $10 for the G-string, $10 for the bra.
It's actually $9.99.
$20.
Yeah.
$9.99.
If I bought it, would you wear it to the next bar bingo?
Sure, it's a candy G-string. Doesn't it just dissolve after a...
Well, you can't get out in the rain, that's for sure.
Swims.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
Jamie, I don't understand why you're focusing on the name Power for one of the kids. How about the name Zillion? Yeah, all right, Zillion is weird, too.
There were a lot of weird names in
we're talking
and,
about.
And the more weird the names are, it'd be harder to remember them.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon's
kids. It's not
kids.
Like he sees the kids every day.
No. One of them he hasn't seen for like months and months and months.
I
Power,
forget him too.
Power and Zillion. Yeah. Nice name is Nick. All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.